Now, here's what you need to understand. The devil has only one ploy to trip people up, and that is to twist and confuse your thinking. He comes to the mind. If he can get your mind and you yield your mind to him and your thinking becomes polluted, and he will do that by suggestion. He's very persistent, and that's what he did to Eve. He twisted the word of God, which you have in chapter 2. Verse 16, the Lord God commanded, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. Now when Satan comes in 3:1, he says, you can't eat of every tree? And it's just a subtle change, but it's enough to discredit God to say, hey, you can't eat everything? Because he's making his sneak attack on her mind. The woman said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. If God said don't touch it, we do not have that record. That is not the command that is given in Genesis chapter 2. And he said, and then he comes, now he's got her attention. He says, you shall not surely die. He said, you won't die, directly contradicting Almighty God. God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes will be opened, you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now this is a half-truth. Their eyes were open. They had spiritual eyes, and they've walked with God in the garden, the cool of the day. But now their eyes of the spirit are going to be open to evil, evil they had not seen or had any acquaintance with. And what they didn't know, their eyes were going to be open to evil. The Satan said that truly. But they're going to be trapped by evil and now have a sin nature, isolated from God in the kingdom of destruction, the kingdom of Satan, and not be able to get out. That's the part he didn't tell him. So he's a master of half-truth. Well, if it was black and Satan came and said, that's very white, you wouldn't fall for that. You know the difference in black and white. But if it was black and he said, that's gray or that's kind of mauve colored or something that would be similar, you'd be looking to see if you had not seen it correctly, you see. So he has to lie. He has to twist truth in order to get your attention. And he had her attention. Now keep your finger there, and I want to show you 1 Timothy, which is very significant about this very incident. Satan's after your mind. You may not have seen this little verse, but it clears the record. Chapter 2, verse 14. Well, 13 says, Adam was first formed, then Eve. Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Eve was tricked. When she offered Adam the fruit of the tree, he knew he was not tricked. He was not deceived. He knew he was making a mistake. He knew the command of God not to eat of that tree, and he did it anyway. Now, I can only make a guess, and guesses aren't real significant sometimes, that it was his love for her and the perfect union they had had created by God that caused him to side in with her and agree with her and cast himself in sin with the sin nature just as she was. Now, God doth know the day you eat of your eyes shall be opened, you shall be as gods knowing good and evil. They were going to know good and evil, going to be trapped by evil. There's going to be no way out until the Redeemer comes, blessed Redeemer. Now, here are the three avenues of temptation, the three way the devil gets to our mind. The first is a woman saw the tree was good for food. Look, keep your finger there. Look at 1 John chapter 3. I'll show you. They're listed in 1 John very, very clearly. Satan's after your mind. If he can trick you, if he can pollute your thinking, if he can confuse you, you're a child of the King. He has no access to your spirit. He has no access to the life of God that dwells in you or the Spirit of God who dwells in you. He has access from the outside to your mind. 2:15. Love not the world, neither things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. These things are not of God the Father. That's what that verse says. All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father but of the world. Those are the three avenues you're going to see that Eve fell to. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, not of the Father, but of the world. Now, when you go back to Genesis chapter 3, the woman saw the tree was good for food. She saw it was good for food. Okay, you can't look at something and see that it would taste good. Just saying. It may look good and be very, very bitter. Lust of the eyes, you see. And the eyes say, wow, look at that. Is that nice? Is he beautiful? Is she gorgeous? And that's one avenue that the devil gets to us when we don't control our vision and what we see. She saw that it was good for food, pleasant to the eyes. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, tree to be desired to make one wise. Well, she only knew that because of Satan's influence. You, once again, you can't look at a fruit and tell that it's good for food. You can't tell if you eat that, you're going to be really, really smart. You know, this year the rage is beets. Beets are supposed to do some wonderful things. If you follow the dietary things, which we have dietary people in our family that follow all those trends, and the trend is beets. Beets, beets, beets. Well, decades ago, the trend was no chocolate. Nobody eats chocolate. Chocolate's the source of migraines. And then the next decade, it was dark chocolate's wonderful. Eat chocolate. And the trends change from time to time. And you got no proof. And they got no proof. And after a while, they have no proof, and they change their mind. Coconut oil. That's the latest rage. I'll be glad when they exalt olives or something. Love olives myself. But you see, she took of the fruit, did eat, also gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now here's what's happened. It's in Romans chapter 5, and we'll be right back to Genesis. I'm going to take you all over today, see how skilled you are in your Bible. Romans 5 tells us exactly what happened. Verse 12. It says, by one man sin entered the world. That one man is Adam. Sin entered through Adam. Death by sin. Now that's not physical death at this juncture, that's spiritual death. Death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Everybody sins. Everybody that chooses sin is going to die spiritually, be separated from God. God is separate from sinners. It's going to have the nature of Satan. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you are of your father the devil. The lusts of your father you will do. Lust means strong desire, and it's usually a strong desire for something forbidden. It can be a strong desire for something that is desirable, that you should desire, but not usually. Sin, spiritual death, came through sin.